Show him today's daf yomi is Pesachim daf yodad Pesachim 14, and on the bottom of 13b, the Gemara brings a brisa which actually is different from our Mishnah, and the brisa tells us that they would place these chalos hatodah, the loaves of bread of the Thanksgiving offering, they would place them on the Temple Mount on an itztaba to be visible to people on a table on the eve of Pesach, so people will know, based on the placement of these bread, what hour of the day it was and whether or not it was still permitted to eat the chametz on the eve of Pesach at that time. So the Gemara cites a braisa which tells us, Tanu Shimra Rabbi Elazar Omru, that these chalos, these loaves of bread that they placed on the itztabak sheros hayu, that they were allowed to, that they were not psulos, they were not toda offerings that were disqualified, but they were kosher, that they were allowed to be eaten. V'kolzman shemunachos, and as long as there were two chalos that were placed there on the itztaba, koham ochen, then all the people would eat chametz. And at the beginning of the fifth hour, nitla achas mehen, they took one of these loaves of bread, and then tolan. And once they took away one of the loaves of bread, then all the people would not eat their chametz, v'lo ochen v'lo sarfen. They would be allowed to get benefit from it, but they wouldn't eat it, and they weren't required yet to burn it. But when the end of the fifth hour came, nitlu shteim, both of the loaves of bread were removed. And eaten at that point, and then, second time it was already consumed, so it was gone. Then hitchilu kulan sarfin, then everybody began to burn their chametz, and the kohanim were especially careful. And the Kohanim made sure to get rid of it prior to the 6 hour so that they wouldn't have to burn the loaves of the Todah offering. So then, now the Gemara gives a different custom. There was a different sign that the people made to know when it was Chametz. This is on the top of 14a, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabban, Tanya Abba Shaul, Omer, that Abba Shaul taught, Shtei paros hayu charshos bahar mishcha. There were two cows that used to plow on Mount Olives on the eve of Pesach. In the Yerushalmi, it's clear that they weren't actually plowing, but they made it look like they were plowing, because Jerusalem was one of those places that we know that the Gemara is going to talk about in the Mishnah and Malkum Shenagu in Daf Nun Amud Aleph, that those places where you're not allowed to do work on the eve of Pesach, you're for sure not going to be allowed to do work because you have to follow the custom of the place. And Yerushalayim was where everybody came, and so therefore there were a lot of people in Jerusalem. It was one of those places where they didn't do work, and so therefore, as Tosfos points out, that they weren't actually doing the work. You just made it look like the cows were doing work. So therefore, Kolzman Shestein Chorshos, as long as the two cows appeared to be plowing, Koam Ochen, then all the people were able to eat their chametz. But Nitla Achas Mehem, when one of the people was removed, that was a sign that it was the fifth hour of the day, and therefore Tolan. Then everybody was Toa, that nobody was eating their chametz anymore, but they weren't burning it yet. Lo ochem lo sarfen. They weren't eating it, but yet they weren't required to burn it. Nitlu shneim, but when both of the cows were removed, hitchilu koam sarfen. Then everybody began to burn their chametz. So this is the idea of the not only was it dependent upon the loaves of bread, that wasn't the only simon, but the other simon, the other sign of this was the idea of two cows that were plowing. And we pointed out already that the idea that Toso says that they weren't actually plowing, but they just appeared to be plowing because there was a strong custom not to do work in Jerusalem on the eve of Pesach. And so therefore it just made it look like they were working because they would have to keep this custom. And indeed, writes the Sefer Eretz Chaim, writes in the name of Nech Baba Kesef, that was the custom of Jerusalem up until today, that you're not allowed to do work on the eve of Pesach because of this toast with the name of the Rishonim. However, there were three types of professions that they allowed them to work even in Jerusalem prior to Chatzos. What are these three things? These are laundry people and tailors and barbers. And he relied upon the position of the Ramah and Orachayim, Simon Tov Samaches, who was lenient with respect to these three professions. He didn't accept the position of the Shulchan Aruch, who ruled like the Rambam, that also these professions are not allowed to do work on the eve of Pesach in those places. And so therefore, it obviously became the case that this was the practice in Jerusalem that was allowed before the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch ruled that it wasn't allowed. The Rambam also writes In Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel Sif Gimel, with respect to the different customs that are occurring during the time of the Sfiras Omer, which starts immediately from after Pesach until the 33rd day of the Omer, that there were many people who are out of a custom not to have a haircut during that time. And there are some people whose custom was from the Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that they don't have a haircut from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Shavuos. So he says, the Ramah writes that it shouldn't be the case that one people in one city should have one part of the custom and the other people should have another custom because of the prohibition of lo siskodedu. We shouldn't have different customs within the same community. And he says, and we see from the Ramah's words that this concept of lo siskodedu applies not only with those laws that are like basically biblical or rabbinic, but even just by customs. And the Magen Avraham writes, indeed, in the name of the Rishalmi, quoting our law, that they had this custom not to do work. And so we see from here that even in those areas, and the reason why there is this prohibition of the Magen Avraham says, the reason why they had this custom not to do work was because of this biblical prohibition of lo siskodedu, that we shouldn't have different customs. And so we see from here that the concept of lo siskodedu, that you shouldn't have different practices within one community, it comes even as it relates to a specific minhag. And even if where two communities are coming together, everybody should try as much as possible. If it's possible, today it's like a big chant, the whole world is a big chant, but if it's possible, people should try to adopt one custom.